Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home, we're looking at a day focused on a home with living bread. It's an interesting encounter that this is kind of taken from. Many Christians are fairly familiar with Jesus' offer of living water to a Samaritan woman at a well there in Samaria. We're familiar with it in part because of the woman's response. A very positive response of wanting that living water, of accepting that living water, of running and telling the entire village about Jesus. When Jesus is encountering the religious leaders, there's this discussion takes place about questioning the teaching of Jesus. And it reaches the point where the religious leaders, kind of confront Jesus. You are not greater than our father Moses. And as a sense of proof, see, Moses was able to give us bread in the wilderness. You think about that. Of all the things that God used Moses to do, to lead the people out of slavery, across the Red Sea on dry land, to drown the Egyptian army, to lead them to the promised land. And here these religious leaders, their claim to the greatness of Moses was he gave us something to eat. Sounds a little familiar. We kind of think a lot with our stomach. But Jesus would have no part of that. His response, in essence, was, where do you think he got the bread from? He said, Moses didn't give you bread in the wilderness. That was bread that was sent from heaven. And then he makes a connection that living bread has now been sent to heaven, and it's him. You see, when we consider heaven as our home, the home that we're on this journey towards, it's a home filled with living bread. And we ought to recognize, as the religious leaders fail to recognize, that the bread that we eat today, well, it's been provided by God. And when we recognize that, it ought to lead us more and more toward pursuing and feasting on that living bread that is Jesus. So many times we look at things in our life, and I wonder, what is it that I could live on if that's all I could eat for a lengthy period of time? When God provided the manna in the wilderness, it wasn't long before the people began to grumble, and we want meat. We want something different. We're tired of the same thing day in and day out. I grew up in a home where mom and dad made homemade bread and rolls to sell at market, and that's what we ate. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had, seemed like, a limitless supply of bread. And I suspect that part of that, because it was always there, it was what we always had. The thing that many people view as a treat, I don't necessarily enjoy all that much. I always laughed when people would clamor after this homemade bread, and my thought was, give me a loaf of that store-bought stuff. It's like this sponge that'll soak up all of this maple syrup. But what is it that in your mind you think you would be satisfied if that's the only food that you had for the next year? It was in plentiful supply. You had enough for every day. But it's the only thing that you would be able to eat for the next year. And even take away all of the concern of nutrient value. Suppose that food, whatever it is that you picked, would miraculously supply a balanced diet. That it would have all of the nutrients that are necessary for life. Some might pick pizza. I think that's almost cheating because it generally comes with a variety of foods on it. But we'll allow that for this thought process. Some might pick a hamburger, a steak, a salad. I don't know what yours would be. I think if I knew that it would miraculously be healthy and I could survive on only that, I'd pick ice cream. But what happens if we look at our home as a home that not only is filled with living bread, but is able to supply that to others? Jesus goes on in that interaction of claiming and stating that his body is real food. His blood is real drink. That it's by filling our life with him that we are truly sustained. You see, as much as we would desire any specific food, and as much as we think it would be fun to have only that for a time, what would happen? What would change in your life and in my life if we would say, I just want Jesus? That's really the heart behind the practice of fasting. Of setting aside food for a period of time to simply focus on consuming Jesus, His Word, His presence, His life. That those hunger pains that come upon us, instead of grabbing a snack, we grab the Bible. Instead of fixing a meal, we go to a quiet place and spend time listening, worshiping, honoring God. You see, when we recognize that God Himself has sent us the bread of life, how much ought we to be filled and satisfied when we feast upon that bread? I always found it fascinating that the Israelites were allowed to go out and gather as much manna as they wanted. But there were a few stipulations. It could really only be what you could use in that one day, because any extra would spoil. I don't know. I would imagine, given the nature of people, that there were those that were uncertain at first. There were likely those who tried to save some up, not knowing if there would be more tomorrow. They soon found out that that plan wasn't God's plan. Yet somehow, to prepare for the Sabbath, to instruct them on needing to rest, to honor God, to keep a day set aside that was holy to Him, they could gather twice as much the day before the Sabbath, and that extra would keep that one extra day. I think a lot of times I'm like that nation of Israel in the early days of manna. I know God says He's enough, but maybe I need to collect extra just in case. I believe He's enough, but what if I add this just in case He's not enough tomorrow? That everything that I've tried to add over my lifetime has kind of been like that manna, that it quickly spoils. And I need to go back to God for a new day's bread, a new day's relationship, a new day's sustenance. As we spend time praying today, the topic in today's focus on the week's prayer guide is on exclusive worship, of God's desire that we worship Him and Him alone. Kind of goes back to those Ten Commandments of having no other God before Him, that He's it. And I believe when we recognize a home with living bread, that Jesus Himself is that bread that came down from heaven so that all of mankind could be filled. And once we taste of that living bread, once we recognize that that is what our life is sustained by, then we have a job to do. And that job is to share that living bread with all those around us who are hungry, that they too could eat and be satisfied. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, and Your love has been demonstrated in so many ways. One of those ways is providing Your Son Jesus to be the living bread that sustains us throughout all of life, throughout all of eternity. And Father, today as I pray, I ask that You would continue to increase our faith, our trust, our belief and knowledge that You are indeed enough. Father, for all of those things that we've tried to collect and add to our cupboards and pantries to sustain us just in case, may we realize how quickly those have spoiled. And may we turn to You more fully and more completely than ever before. Father, as we consider this truth of Jesus being the living bread, the very bread of life that gives life. Father, continue to work in our life, in our hearts, in our minds. May we learn the value and practice the value of fasting and setting aside the stuff of this earth for a time so that we can focus more intently on the living bread that really gives us life. So that we can focus more intently on our relationship with you. Father, as we consider how we live life, may we examine accurately the things that our heart and our mind says we must have. And help us to see that it's you that we must have. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, and I pray that we would help them to see that greater than all of their wants and desires so many at this time of year have put together Christmas lists and wish lists and things that they just have to have. May we live in such a way that we're able to help them see that what they really have to have is Jesus. And Father, the things that we do give our children, may we be very careful to not make ourselves look great, but to continually teach and model and show that all of this stuff comes from you. That they would never be able to claim that their parents are greater than whoever, because look at all that they gave. They would never follow that pattern of the religious leaders who thought that Moses had provided the bread. May we teach because we believe that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And Father, as we consider those good and perfect gifts, may we constantly keep in our mind and our teaching and our practice the gift of life through this living bread through Jesus. Fathers, we are in this week of Christmas with so much uncertainty surrounding us. Families that are preparing to gather and families that are preparing not to gather. Each one trying to do what they believe is best. Each one trying to do what they believe is best for their family. Some out of their own decision, some out of mandates being put upon them. Father, I pray that you would fill each of us with wisdom and with understanding, with patient consideration of one another. That we would walk by faith. That our decisions to gather or to not gather are decisions of faith. That we would not look back, that we would not question those decisions that others make. But we would look to you and walk with confidence in, because we spend time with you talking and listening and sorting out what life needs to look like for us. And Father, each day, may we collect and consume that day's portion of this living bread. And may it fully sustain us until our next gathering, to our next sharing. And Father, when those afternoon hunger pains strike, may we pause and come back to you. And again, be filled, be satisfied, be content. And Father, as we learn to live a life of contentment, as we are filled by the living bread of Jesus, may we be diligent about sharing that living bread, about lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.